Good morning, how are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continue to give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him, be joyful, joyous. I was reading a verse this morning, actually. If you go to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 21, it says, "Also take no heed unto all the words that are spoken, lest thou hear thy servant curse thee. For oftentimes also in thine own heart knoweth that thou thyself likewise hast cursed others." And I was reading that this morning, and it just reminded me of something I've been working on, which is not judging people, not thinking in my mind. Every time I think and look at somebody, like I was a very judgmental person. When I'd walk into a room, I'd size people up. And I've really been doing it. Like, even if my mind, you know, says something about somebody when I see them, I'll immediately tell them I love them in my mind. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I'll pray for them just to get my mind to change. You know what I mean? I've been doing this now for, if you've been listening to me, probably like 6 months or so. And I was thinking about it after I read this verse today that, you know, there's been a big and tremendous change in my mind and in my thoughts. And it just, again, sometimes it takes time to work on yourself to change what God wants you to become. You got to actively work on these things. When you read them in the Word, you got to change your mind. You got to change your heart. You got to stick to the things of the Word, and you got to put these verses in your mind and constantly and actively work on changing those things that need to be changed based on the Word of God. This Word is spiritual. It's out from the origins of God. It comes from God. And when you start to put these things into your mind, it's a spiritual thing. You'll start to change. What you think about makes you you. You'll start to change your inner core. And one of the things that I really wanted to change is this judgment. Because it's just not healthy. And especially when you're around, I have a best friend that he doesn't judge. He doesn't judge. He's not a critical person. And when you see the outcome of that, and when you see people respond to him, you just want to be a better person. It makes you want to be a better person. And you'll start to see this stuff in your life. Stick to the Word. Follow the Word and see what happens. If you go to Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 7, it says, "All the labor of a man is for his mouth, and yet the appetite is not full." Everything you do in life, you're not going to be satisfied by the carnal man. You're not going to be satisfied by the five senses. What satisfies you and brings you peace is the Spirit and God. That's where life comes from. That's where that love of God, peace, which is that state of undisturbed well-being. If you think about it, you're sitting there and you're not disturbed by anything that's going on. Again, grace, which is that loving disposition, and peace, the state of being undisturbed, will make you full. What fills you up is that love of God. Knowing who you are, what fills you up is the state of peace. All of it fills you up through the instrument of the epignosis, having a true and personal relationship of God. The instrument that brings you to peace is having a true and personal relationship with God and His Son, Jesus Christ. It's two separate things. That's what brings you life. And that's why this verse, "All labor of a man is for his mouth, yet the appetite is not full." It's the Word that fills you up. Verse 8, "For what is the wise more than the fool? And what hath the poor that knoweth to walk before the living? Better is the sight of the eyes for what's seen thereby than the wandering of the desire by what's pursued thereby." There's a lot of people that live in their mind and they just like the pursuit. That's not going to bring you joy. Better is the sight of the eyes for what's seen thereby, what you see in front of you. We go to chapter 7, verse 14. "In the day of prosperity, be joyful." Once you hit this day of prosperity, be joyful. Don't complain. Don't whine about it. Like, I can see here, we are in a day of prosperity in my life, in my family, after years and years and years of struggle. If you sit there and complain, why? What are you thinking about? Why are you living in the negative and critical side of life? God's finally brought you to a point where you can stand on the top of the hill and be thankful. And he moves you up and you've gone through the struggle and you've learned to just trust in God. Don't be critical. What you think about makes you you. Think about the goodness, thanking God for the things he gives you. Again, in the day of prosperity, be joyful. But in the day of adversity, consider God hath set the one over against the other. He sets those days side by side in order that we find nothing past him. For those of you that are going through the struggle of, you know, life, and you're in a bad spot, recognize it's to find God. It's to find God and to fear him, a reverential awe towards God. And if you go into the word and look up fear and reverential awe, there is an incredible amount of stuff in here. Once you turn to God, man, the light, it illuminates your face. It illuminates your face. It removes the darkness. You can see straight. You can see the path in front of you, but you got to turn to God first. Recognizing, again, I'm going to jump down to this, which I just love. Again, recognizing this, verse 13, consider the work of God, for who can make that straight which God hath made crooked? What person could change by thinking about a cubit to grow in life? It's not about that. It's about focusing on God, recognizing that these days are side by side in order that we find nothing past him. And once you learn to just dwell on God and live in that, that you can live a joyful and peaceful life where you sit there and you're not afraid by what's going on, and that's in everything. Relationships, work, family, all of it. Money, all of it. You start to focus on God. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray to God. It's biblical. You never pray to Jesus Christ. It doesn't go anywhere. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you and your family today, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Again, for your word and just everything you do for us. I thank you for today and that it's a blessing. I ask that you just get my mind focused on work and not on outside stuff. I thank you again for the moments of my life and for my family. I thank you for the people we work with, that you take care of them and every situation they're going through, that you just bless them. And it's just taken care of. I thank you again for my family and for the people you put in my life. I thank you for the little ones, that you take care of them and just bless them, get them over the sickness, and my mom as well. And very, very thankful, Father. I thank you for your son and what he did for us. And I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.